This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
It's the live Sunday edition of the show. If you're just tuning in the last hour, we shared a story with you from TheGuardian.com about the FDA. The Food and Drug Administration has issued a ban on products with triclosan and other antibacterial ingredients, antimicrobial soaps, they say, may not actually serve any health benefits at all, at least not more so than plain soap and water. And they say some data suggests that antibacterial ingredients may do more harm than good over the long term. And I asked the question, is this why we need to have a coercive state? Now, I don't think so, but that's what I think a lot of people are going to argue here. Ah, see, without the FDA and their processes, we would never have had this ban happen and saving babies from, apparently they say that the triclosan is found in 93% of liquid soaps, that it may change a microbiome inside human guts. The researchers say that exposure could damage developing fetuses. And again, there aren't a bunch of studies in this case, but there are enough studies to where the FDA has made this decision. And isn't this what we need the government for?
Well, I would claim no. So again, I don't.
Even though you kind of agree with the decision,
I don't agree with the banning decision, but okay. I agree with the points that they made along.
Your family has stopped using antimicrobials
some time ago. Yeah, some time ago. So I would say that, well, if you really, if people wanted this to stop, they could advocate to their retailers.
That's right.
Now, I'm not sure that an organization as large as Walmart would exist in an actual free market. Mm-hmm. They use many anti-free market sort of methods in order to get the things done that they do. But regardless, there would certainly be large retailers like grocery stores and these sorts of things, and people could advocate to them. Once you had a coalition of grocery stores that are like, we're not carrying this anymore, then these soap manufacturers are going to change their tune very, very quickly.
That's true.
They're not including this antimicrobial stuff in their soap because they are strongly believe that it works in all likelihood.
But is that
they have it included because it's a feature, and if you're just an uninformed consumer looking at two bottles of soap, one has an antibacterial formula and one doesn't, and they both cost the same, you're likely to grab the one with the feature.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here, though, Mark. But isn't that what you're talking about? Not as efficient. I mean, you're saying consumers need to organize and start contacting all these stores.
I assume they did. How the hell did the FDA find out about this? People have been having these complaints for 10 years.
So you're saying, though, that consumers need to organize and they need to go around to all these stores. Isn't that going to take a lot of time and effort and be really expensive? Shouldn't we just have one organization that makes decisions for us and then they can decide what's healthy and what's not?
It was likely inefficient and costly, and those consumers likely did all of those things with the FDA. So I don't know. I can't give you a comparison because there is no place where the state doesn't get involved in our lives. This isn't science. So all I can say is that the FDA provides this rabbit maze, this maze of bureaucracy that people are attracted to, and then have to go through this huge process in order to get something banned or whatever. So it could very well have been quicker if these grocery stores
gone through the market
and retailers had.
Well, this is one of the benefits that the government can aggregate to itself. Is it so big and so influential? Is it can say, well, see, you know, if we weren't here, then how long would it have taken the marketplace to get around to this?
We don't know.
So basically, the FDA can run out in front of a parade, so to speak. Because remember, The FDA's processes didn't keep these things off the shelves to begin with.
Nope.
For whatever reason. So now, you know, years later, they're saying, okay, cut it out, guys. You're done. This is over with. And then they get to pat themselves on the back and act like they're our saviors. The answer to the question, from my perspective, is, you know, do we need government? This seems to be an argument for the state. It seems to be a strong argument for the state. You know, people's
health.
It's
not a very historical argument, though.
People's health.
Things like the FDA haven't existed for 100 years.
Well, and there's really bad health care in the past, too. But look, the argument I think that should be used here, and again, I'd love to hear from you if you've got a better argument against centralized power in the area of providing health and products and approval and all that, is that think about all the people the FDA has killed. Okay, they don't tell you those stories very commonly, but there are plenty of products that the FDA has approved that have killed people. And then there are plenty of products that the FDA has not approved that could save people's lives. So there are a bunch of products out there that would love to get through the FDA's approval process, if they can even afford to go through it. It's, you know, like $1 billion or something ridiculous to put your medicine or treatment or whatever it is through their process, if they even accept it in the first place. But there are a lot of products out there that would love to be able to experiment on willing users, people who, let's say they've got some sort of terminal illness or whatever, and
right,
there's some pill out there that's being developed, and, oh, I've got this terminal illness. I'm scheduled to die within the next 6 months. Oh, there's this experimental pill.
But it gives you the hiccups, Ian. We can't have this pill on the market. It gives people the hiccups.
They wouldn't even know, they may not even know enough of that yet. The FDA would say, no, you can't even take that because it's not approved. We haven't approved it at all. We don't know what it does. Well, I don't care what it does. You know, this company says it might help me. I'm dying. I should be able to put whatever it is I want in my own body. There are a bunch of people who could have taken experimental medications and survived and possibly had whatever their problem was beaten, but the FDA wouldn't allow those things to happen.
Right.
The
terminal
FDA has,
people. It's crazy.
Right. The FDA has stood in the way time and time again of medications that could save people's lives. Medications that, by the way, are approved in other countries as well. So, you know, whatever bureaucracies move faster in some of the other countries and have approved many of the things the FDA hasn't. So there's all kinds of stories like this. Now you've got the DEA coming in and banning Kratom, which is, you know, another product that has helped people beat real drug addiction and things like that. I mean, it's just to say that we need the FDA because they get something right ignores all the things that they get wrong. And in the marketplace, you should have the freedom to choose these things. Buyer beware. There are dangerous things out there that you can put into your body even with FDA approval. You still need to be careful. Just because there's a pill sitting there doesn't mean that it's necessarily safe to pop it in your body. You've got to consult with people that, you know, are experts on these matters and doctors and independent researchers and things like that. So look at the full picture. And when you look at the full picture of the FDA, there's a trail of bodies.
I wouldn't disagree with you on that point, and you made it you know, very clear. But the thing is that this isn't about uninformed consumers doing stupid things to themselves. This is uninformed consumers doing stupid things to everybody. And certainly that could be the case, and that's one of the difficulties here. You know, who do you sue if every soap is antibacterial soap, and antibacterial soap adds to the bacteria, the antibiotic resistance of bacterias, and bacterias become stronger and faster than science can handle, which is to say we do not know that that's the case. I think science can handle it just fine. But if that's the case, and, you know, you've got people getting wiped out by superbugs, which is the scare tactic that's involved here, who's to be sued? It gets very complicated.
Well, like I say, buyer beware. I mean, I don't know if you necessarily, you know, if you're putting a chemical that you're not familiar with in your own body, then you're kind of taking a risk there.
Yeah, but nobody's going to sue you over it. You can't sue the whole planet. Right.
I'm not saying that necessarily.
I've used antibacterial soaps. I've bought them until I decided that they were, you know, not a good idea and ineffective for my life. At which point do I am I absolved of this responsibility? I did buy them, then I stopped buying them. Do I only have to pay one-third of the settlement that is paid to, I don't know, the whole planet?
Why would you be paying a settlement?
I'm
You're
talking
not the manufacturer.
About in dealing with the... Okay, so only the manufacturer gets sued. Not
no,
the
I don't even know if
it.
Anyone should be able to sue. If you're putting a chemical in your body, you're the one making that choice. You should do your damn research.
I'm not making that choice with the antibacterial soap.
Right, so why would you be able to sue? I'm totally missing what you're trying to say here.
One more time. This stuff makes bacteria antibiotic
allegedly
resistant. Well, that is what the study shows.
Well, there's a study that it says here in The Guardian, a study from earlier this year found that overuse could also be contributing to antibiotic resistance.
All right, so that's the claim. If the claim is borne out, who do I sue since I don't use this stuff and it's adversely affecting me? My child dies from a staph infection, from a superbug. Who do I sue?
How the hell does that affect you if you're not using the damn soaps?
It affects the globe, dude!
Well, it wouldn't affect you because you're not using the soap. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Can you explain what he's trying to say?
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Program. program. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. And right now, topic on the table happens to be the banning of chemicals like triclosan from soaps. Now, triclosan will still be legal in other products because there's some information that suggests that it's handy to have it in, let's see here, according to TheGuardian.com, triclosan may still be useful in toothpaste, where they say it may be effective against the bacteria that causes gum disease. So triclosan will still exist in some products, but from hand soaps and from soaps, it has been prohibited and must go into effect within the next year. Now, I want to give you an opportunity to try again to explain to me how it is that the non-use of antimicrobial soaps, as your family does not use them, the non-use of soaps somehow would put your family at risk.
No, that's not what I'm claiming.
Okay, what were you trying to say?
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I do want to hear it. I don't guarantee you I'll understand what you're saying, because you've already tried twice.
So,
third time's the
idea in a free marketplace is that many problems would be solved through arbitration and torts. Is that correct?
I would say that they'd be solved, hopefully, before they even happen by, you know, the marketplace just deciding based on what people want.
Mistakes are made.
Offer. Sure. Mistakes
and,
are made.
And,
sure.
You know, things are brought to market that, you know, probably shouldn't be, and they can be deadly in some cases. Mm-hmm. Certainly some pesticides, there's good evidence for that. So in the case of, you know, people who, when there's mass adoption of antibacterial soaps, but there's one family that chooses to stand out and say, we shall not use this blasphemous stuff, right?
Okay.
So there's your claimant, correct?
What's the claim, though?
The claim is that the antibacterial soaps created a world of super bacteria that are bacterial resistant, this tricyclorhombe or whatever. What it does is it's not useful with short-term applications. So you wash your hands, it takes you 10 seconds, uh-huh. right? You brush your teeth, it takes you 2 minutes. It's effective in 2 minutes. It's not effective in 10 seconds.
Uh-huh.
So the claim here is since they're using this stuff and it's using it in an ineffective fashion, all they're doing is making the bacteria stronger. So the claimant would then claim that, hey, you guys, the manufacturers, the users of this soap, everybody who's been involved, the purveyors of it, the retailers, whomever, the distributors, mm-hmm. the guy who drove the truck, everybody's responsible for this world of superbugs that we didn't participate in. Give us millions of dollars. Now, do you understand?
I don't think you have. I don't think there's a failure to state a claim. Case dismissed.
Failure to state a claim. These people all used this product, and it killed my child.
Yeah, but you can't hold anybody responsible for that. There's too many people to
right.
hold responsible.
I see. You just can't hold people responsible for making bad
choices.
What
are you gonna do? Sue the whole world? You can't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Right. That's the difficulty. Gotcha. That's what the argument for regulation is.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Well, as I pointed out, the argument against regulation is all the mistakes that they make, because they're human beings, and so we need to have the marketplace be the ones that are regulating, self-regulating through market-based decisions, through multiple pieces of information being given to multiple different actors in the marketplace. We're always at risk of disaster and terrible things striking, and you just can't live in fear. And I'm not going to let fear. I'm not saying you're doing this, but I would not let fear encourage me to accept a coercive monopoly over products. I think that's truly scary, and it doesn't lead to anything good. Let's go to Jeff. He's in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Thank you, guys. I have an alternative currency story, but before I get to that, I used to make soap for a living, antibacterial soap. And at one time, before I worked there, my dad worked there, and they had this hexachlorophene. They said there was a claim that two babies had died, and they made them stop using hexachlorophene in the soap, which it was considered to be, I guess a pretty powerful antibacterial thing or something like that. So my segue into the currency story is that I learned to carve at the soap factory when they had us unwrapping mountains of defective soap, and then I got into wood carving. And so basically last week I traded a statue of an angel and another plaque that said, "Don't go away, man, just go away," to the transmission shop. I had a leaky transmission, and we were able to do an exchange without any cash.
So you gave a transmission shop wood carvings in return for doing work on your car?
Yes, perfect.
Great. Cool. Barter. Yeah. I wouldn't really call it a currency because, you know, in order for it to be a currency, it should probably be valued and exchangeable with other people.
At least valued the same. I mean, it's still valued,
you know,
to everybody.
It's what I do. Here's my way of working around that, because you say, like, would everyone accept this? What I try to do is have a variety of stuff so that I can hopefully find something that...
Apparently it's working. If you can get transmission work for some wood carvings, man, oh, man,
pretty
that's
good.
Great.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
You're a heck of a wood carver.
Call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got Rusty in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rusty.
Yeah, howdy, guys. I just wanted to comment a little bit about the FDA and the banning of the antibacterial soap.
Certainly.
First, it appears that the market would be the only way to kind of effectively manage this, because we're in a worldwide economy, and with the trade and everything else that's going on, I don't think a ban in the U.S. is going to do a whole heck of a lot. We still couldn't keep out Ebola or Zika. We've been fighting polio for 40 years. That hasn't gone away. It's just, I don't think government's the answer. I applaud, you know, Mark for kind of doing own personal choice, but I think that's how the solution's going to be made. Anytime government's involved in kind of healthcare or anything, it's just ends up horribly. If you want to a reference, you can look at the ACT UP group, who were AIDS activists back in the 80s, fighting for, you know, the right to take these experimental type drugs to prolong their life.
Yeah.
FDA said no, that the process was so long. And the group was so radical that they actually dumped the ashes of, you know, dead AIDS victims on the White House lawn. And that was in protest because of government. And in a marketplace, I don't think that would happen. But
right. In the marketplace, there would be questionable treatments available. And by the way, there are plenty of questionable treatments available today for various different things. They're just not allowed to make legal claims. They're not allowed to make claims of, you know, this will solve this problem. This treatment that we've come up with, you know, this pseudoscience or whatever will solve this issue, or the FDA will come in and, you know, and raid them for making claims like that. So there's plenty of treatments. It's not like the FDA keeps all dangerous things out of our lives. And so, you know, the whole idea that we need them to keep us safe is absolutely absurd. And in fact, what they do is they keep us away from any kind of experimental treatments or unapproved treatments that may actually end up saving people's lives. And so the thing is, it's near to impossible to actually calculate the amount of lives that have been extinguished because of the FDA's inaction on a variety of different things. But again, those stories don't get the same level of coverage as something like this, which is going to impact a bunch of people's lives, in that the same products that we've been used to are going to be changing. Now, many people probably won't even notice the difference because they'll still package them the same. They'll just remove this ingredient or whatever. Rusty, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's interesting in this Guardian story, which normally I really like the Guardian's coverage of things, especially things happening in the U.S., because they don't seem to have the same interest in obeying the state like the U.S. news agencies do.
It does seem that way.
They don't really get anybody with the other side here. They don't have any spokespeople from Dial or anything like that coming in here, or an industry association saying, well, you know, we disagree with this decision, but here's why. There's really nobody in this article is cited. They don't cite the other side of it at all. So maybe you got the other side on this debate. If there is one, you can share it with us at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with a Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite.
a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts. If you want to dial in now, you can do that, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 with you. In studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Liberland, the European micronation, has recently had recognition proposed by seven Polish legislators. The Chicago Journal of International Law has released a 35-page essay making the case for statehood for Liberland. What is it? Well, it's a 3-square-mile plot of land between Croatia and Serbia, where supposedly Croatia and Serbia don't claim the land. So a bunch of libertarians went in and said, this is ours now. And they've been trying to get recognized on the international stage. They've got the determination to see this thing through. And they've got a lot of support. There's over 100,000 people who've requested citizenship already from Liberland. But Liberland's a small place, so they're going to make sure that in order to get citizenship, you have to have substantially contributed towards its growth. So to learn more about Liberland, you can go to liberland.org, L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, liberland.org. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, Mark is in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. I just wanted to respond. I see here a lot of what's a common thought nowadays, and that is the government is inevitably a bad influence as opposed to the market. And I just don't believe that's always the case. You look at people and their health care choices. Older adults love their single-payer plan, which would be Medicare. If you try and take that away, you're going to hear strong opinions to the contrary.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, and, you know, there's times when we delegate as a republic or local governments that it's better to have a fire department full of professionals than just strictly a volunteer. You could do it either way, but we've made that choice. So
most departments in America are still at least partially volunteer.
Sure. Yeah. And so those are choices we've made as people through our government system and the FDA.
But I didn't make those choices.
Okay.
So don't include me in your wee. I don't vote for these politicians, and I don't support the things that they do. And just because the FDA gets something right doesn't mean that that's the answer to how things should be regulated in society.
Well, I think I'd rather talk about Medicare, and I think that's really important. So Medicare, currently the people that are getting Medicare, no wonder they like it. They put in about 33 cents for every dollar that's spent on them. I would really like to get a 66% discount on everything I do, too.
Sure. Absolutely. And so what I'm saying is that if you're not happy with a government, as the one gentleman said, he's backed away. He's not contributing or participating at all. Is that a good solution in a republic where we the elected officials at this point are going to do whatever they want to do, which is
That's
usually
for sure.
based on money? You know, money is the bottom line here, the
yeah.
love of money being the root of all evil. But saying,
right, if you want to get something through the FDA, you better pay up.
Oh, sure. No, there's big money. I mean, you look at the whole issue where they're raising the prices till people squeal, and then they back off and give you a coupon on life and death drugs. I mean, that's all.
Well, blame the FDA for that, because the FDA raises the bar so high that only the most wealthy pharmaceutical companies can even submit their products for approval. So if you come up with some sort of cure for cancer in your kitchen, you're not going to be able to get it through their process because you don't have a spare $1 billion to put it through and 20 years to wait, or however many years the average approval process actually takes. So effectively what they've done is they've locked out small manufacturers. They've locked out mom-and-pop companies, anybody who can't compete with Merck and Pfizer and, you know, these big mega corporations. And that means we have fewer choices in the marketplace. They're actually killing people because they, you know, they either won't even look at a product or they won't approve things that, you know, might not be, you know, that might not help everybody that uses them. And of course, not every product does help everyone that uses it. Side effects are just effects that they are not publicizing as well of these
sure.
drugs.
Well, and again, certainly the FDA is by no means a perfect institution. On the other hand, I'm just saying there are times when the role of government is a positive thing. And,
no,
they can have
an effect that's positive, but in order to have that effect, they had to threaten people to get their way. So if they steal money from people and then they use it to give somebody a surgery or, you know, help somebody eat or whatever it is that they're doing with that money, helping a poor person pay the rent for a month or something like that, it's still immoral because they stole it in the first place. So if I want to help somebody eat, I can contribute to the local food kitchen.
That's just not true. The idea that it's immoral for you to have any obligation to the rest of society through the form of taxes, I don't agree with that. We're not all single entities with no correlation with our fellow man.
No. The immorality is the threat of violence.
How does the government get the moral right to decide what my obligation is to my fellow man? I mean, you know, they claim that there's this social contract, but they write the contract. They decide the terms. They change it whenever they want.
Well, and ask yourself, what kind of society would we have if everybody made up their own contract? I feel comfortable attacking women at night and having my way with them.
Ridiculous.
That's my idea of a good social contract.
No, sir, you don't understand.
God made man, Sam Colt made him equal. They're going to shoot you in the face if you try to attack them.
Right. That's the issue, see, is I have a problem with violence, okay? So you can see where
I'm
violence is... You can see where violence is a problem when it comes to rape or robbery, and I agree with you there. But the problem is when the government's doing the violence and threatening violence against people, you're totally fine with it because you cast some sort of vote somewhere. And I'm trying to let you know that there is violence behind every government program, behind every single thing they do, even the purportedly good things or the better things that they do. And that's the problem that I have. If what you have is a good program or a good idea, then you shouldn't need to use the threat of violence in order to get people to go along with it, and that's the way the government operates, and it's not okay.
Okay, well, and I respect your opinion. I just don't agree with it. And
wait, what part what part do you disagree with? Do you disagree that there's violence backing every government program?
That's right, I don't.
Well, then you are just blind to it, sir.
Well, let me ask you this. So this is,
And I don't like you to tell me that I'm an idiot because I don't.
I didn't say you were an idiot. I said you're blind to the violence.
Well,
you are pretending like it's not there. Mark, go ahead.
So the Nazis committed murder against the Jews, right?
Yes, that's absolutely true. We all know that.
So a government can murder, correct?
Absolutely. We have our servicemen across the seas at our behest murdering fellow human beings.
Not my behest.
We believe it serves our policy.
Right.
No, sir.
Right.
Not
I got
me.
Nothing to do with it. They're doing it on their own. They're doing it for politicians.
They're doing it, and they're serving the United States of America, which is the government we have in instituted here.
I didn't institute it.
Okay, if we've instituted it, let's agree right now to get rid of it, because it's using soldiers to murder people. I say let's get rid of it. But nobody listens to me because we didn't institute it. Some dead guys did, and they used that piece of paper to, to make their, to give claim to themselves, but they don't follow it. This is an organization of criminals that might do some good things now and then. Now, I've got a point that I was trying to get to. You've agreed that governments can murder, correct?
That's true. That's absolutely
can governments
can
steal?
Use lethal force. Yep.
Is
it police officers can do that.
Is it possible for governments to steal?
Yes, they can. That's absolutely possible. They can go take things from people. The IRS does a good job.
Is the definition of stealing taking something from somebody when they, without their permission, either through force or subterfuge?
Sounds like a good definition to me.
Then that's what taxes are, because I don't give them permission.
Well, I ask you, the fact that you don't give them permission doesn't allow you to just not pay, though, anymore.
Why not?
If I don't agree with the speed limit, I can't just,
Well, that's their road.
There needs to be a
they
level
built
of
the
civilization
road.
And cooperation.
They don't own anything, Mark. Everything they built, they got through stolen money.
You're clearly not on your own property when you're speeding on the road, though.
You're not on anyone's property.
So I would ask you this. Do I have the right as a free sovereign individual to break off my property with my friends or whatever and create our own little place where we can do things our own way? Or can the government force us when we've broken away from them to pay?
You cannot conduct in a society like the United States of America, you cannot just run your life completely the way you want.
I want
to leave. Because
men with guns will show up and they will threaten you with violence if you don't do it their way or your way, Mark. If you want to continue being blind to it, that's your choice, sir. This is Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call. Okay.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor. I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here in these remaining moments of this live Sunday edition to take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's our call-in line. But we also have a listening line. So we have an on-demand audio listen line that you can call up. I'll give you the number for that here in a moment. It allows you to listen to Free Talk Live any old time you want to. You can listen to the latest episode at your leisure, and also several other shows from LRN.FM, plus the LRN.FM live feed. They're all available for free to you, presuming you don't have to pay for long distance, because it is a long distance number, and it is 641-793-9660, which is 641-793-9660. You put that in your smartphone or your dumb phone, and you can call any old time you want, 24 hours a day, and listen to your favorite LRN.FM shows and not have to spend any of your data. Because we have an official listening app as well, and you can listen through the app, but that costs you data. And if you're on the road a lot, you know that you might want to conserve that data if it's limited. So this is a great solution for you. As long as you've got unlimited long distance, no charge to using long distance on your phone plan, this is a useful number for you. 641-793-9660. Plus, you can leave feedback. So if you're listening to the show and you're inspired, you want to say something about the topics we're discussing, you hit zero and then leave us a message. We might play it on the air. And I got to admit, I've been slacking on listening to some of these this week, so I need to get back into to just run through a batch of them and see what we got. But multiple hosts receive them, so if there's something that really stands out, usually one of us will say, hey, have you listened to that message yet?
And yeah.
We might put it on the air. So keep that in mind. Of course, the best way to get on the air with us is to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're going to go
that
back.
That works.
Yep, we're going to go back to the phones and to the fun. Jay's in Colorado. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, is my audio good?
Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead, Jay.
All right. Just wanted to make sure. Well, you kind of pretty much touched on the FDA while I was on hold here. What I wanted to bring up about them is that they're basically running a protection racket.
Yep.
As all governmental organizations are. And the one thing that we need to look at is not what the FDA actually says in plain view, but we need to pay attention to kind of what they're not saying. And that seems to be true with, like, all the legislation and statutes and codes. And but with any protectionism racket that, you know, basically requires the, you know, the ignorance of the masses, it's what they're not saying that's important, you know, more important than what they are actually saying, or, like, reading between the lines or between the words, as some people say. And with respect to the last caller, if he's listening, I can say to him that I am directly a victim of government violence. I was awoken at, you know, 6:30 in the morning by somewhere around 20 heavily armed men that came into my house because I refused to participate in their protection racket some years ago.
This was when you weren't paying property taxes, right?
Correct.
Yep. I'd also point out that while you weren't paying property taxes, you were a volunteer on the volunteer fire department. You gave they actually had a stipend that the fire department paid you that you refused. That stipend was, in all likelihood, as nearly as large as the amount that they wanted for your property taxes. It's just that you didn't want to participate in their system. It's not that you're costing them any, or anything. It's just that you didn't want to participate.
And to add to that, when I joined the fire department, I had to get a permission slip from my father, and I couldn't. I was hanging out there a lot when I was like 15. So when I was 16, I could like join. And you know, and as you know, I couldn't go into a structure fire or anything like that, you know, until I was 18. But they literally called a water district meeting, because the water district kind of does all the books for the fire department, on me not taking a paycheck. But they were like, well, we're going to not have you on the fire department if you don't take this paycheck and fill out this, you know, IRS whatever form. And, you know, and they're like, oh, you just fill out the form and you can just donate the check to something.
Sure.
If you don't want
the money.
Yeah,
that's what they say to me,
you know?
Too, yeah.
So, and then the other thing, if it's okay if I plug something that's going on this week here in Denver.
Briefly.
Yeah, Dobby Barker will be in town. And if people are fans of Bitcoin Not Bombed or Dobby, he's going to be at the We Are Change meeting
awesome.
Here in Denver Monday. And he'll also be at Liberty on the Rocks on Wednesday.
The Muslim agorist, as he is riding around the country after having left his home in California to move to New Hampshire, ultimately, is his goal, and he's been stopping off at various festivals and locations, so it sounds like he's coming through Colorado. Great guy. I'm a huge fan of his work, and Jay, thanks for calling in and sharing your thoughts here tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I know you're down to the end of your time here. I have my own pet issue to discuss, but let me mention a couple things on things you talked about earlier. Just as a point of fun trivia, you were talking about the atomic bombs from World War II. Coincidentally, it was a cousin of mine, Ernest Orlando Lawrence, who was the first one to smash the atom and then was in charge of refining, making that the atomic material that went in those bombs for good or bad. Yeah, so it's just an interesting piece of family history that Lawrence. Yeah, Lawrence Livermore Lab is named after him. For people that are on the opposite side of the pro or con on nuclear, one piece of trivia that you won't find too many places is his wife. After he died, his wife basically petitioned the government to get his name taken off of Lawrence Livermore Lab because she was against the use of nuclear for warfare. So
interesting.
And he's actually responsible for getting Oppenheimer hired to run the Manhattan Project because he had made a recommendation to General Groves at Los Alamos to hire Oppenheimer to run the project. But anyway, that's a bit of trivia on something you discussed earlier. And another coincidence that looks kind of fun is I'm a pilot, and one time I was flew into a small town airport, and I ran into Sam Walton years ago, obviously before he died. And Sam was a really nice guy, and before he died, the Walmart stores were not what they are today. Everything in the store was red, white, and blue, USA. You couldn't find hardly anything made by sweatshops overseas. It was all, he prided himself on American-made stuff, and And after he died, it all just evolved to what it is today. But that was rather cool. I had a face-to-face, one-on-one private conversation with the richest man in the nation at the time.
Huh.
That was kind of interesting. Have I used up all my time?
Oh, well, if you got one more thing, go quick.
First of all, let me thank you for providing this venue. It's refreshing to have free talk live in contrast to the radio stations that broadcast, and I won't mention them because they'll probably hold it against me, because they already banned me and sanctioned me and won't let me speak about my personal projects that I'm working on because it doesn't fit what they want to go out over their airwaves for.
Well, of course, if you want to advertise something, Mark can help you with that. You can email him at mark@freetalklive.com. But always happy to hear people and their opinions on this show. And we are on radio stations, by the way. We're heard on 170-plus stations, great stations across the United States, who air shows that I don't necessarily agree with, but, you know, they air us, and that's great. So that's all I can really ask for.
I'm listening to you on Kiva in Albuquerque, which is a broadcast station. So
yep, great station.
Other station. Yeah, great station. But have you guys had many callers call in about the illegal trafficking of their children by our court systems? Have you discussed that much?
Yeah, we've had a lot of people say that essentially that kids have been taken by different CPS or Child Protective Services agencies with the intention of moving them to other families who, for whatever reason, are connected or wealthy or those sorts of things. Are those kind of stories you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. I had a similar experience. It wasn't CPS. It was just the family court. And I did actually win an appeal in the New Mexico Court of Appeals proving that a lower court judge illegally she adopted my children to another man, and it was done illegally, and I had it reversed, and I won a unanimous decision at the Court of Appeals saying that M. Monica Zamora, the judge in this case, had illegally sold my children.
Is she still on the bench?
How much time did she spend in prison?
No, you know the answer to that, none at all.
Zero.
In fact, her family is big in this state in law, and after that, she went on to actually get herself elected to the Court of Appeals where I've beaten her.
Government. Hey, thanks, David, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. We will continue this show tomorrow night because we're here 7 nights a week. So if you didn't get your call and thoughts in, well, you can always call earlier on in the show. 9 o'clock forever's in the air. Third hour always is the busiest of
always
three.
Is.
So if you feel like you want to get your thoughts on the air, we're here 3 hours a night, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, 7 days a week. If we're not on your local radio station, call them, talk to the program director, say thanks for airing any Free Talk Live they happen to air, and then ask real nice for some more. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.